is it that we're in step four, where you will learn and get to practice on clients, patients, and case studies how to gauge and optimize hydrochloric acid levels. I know that you know hydrochloric acid is our first defense to ward off pathogens out of the body, but also to prevent reinfection. So important, most clinicians miss this step, and then their client or patient gets reinfected and the lab work shows it, right? And the whole thing starts over again, and that is completely unnecessary. We will be evaluating the amount of hydrochloric acid that your clients and patients have and determine if they need more in order to build long-term digestive health. There are several ways to optimize hydrochloric acid, which you'll learn about, and we'll help you choose the right way for your individual clients and patients in the training webinar. Jack is also going to discuss terraforming, which is very important now that we have planted seeds over the next 4, 6, 8 months. Your clients and patients are going to water and grow those seeds, and that is what we call terraforming. We are creating a new planet inside the gut, inside the microbiome. And we're also going to talk about the oral microbiome and the upper GI tract. Jack is going to help you really understand this aspect of gastrointestinal health so that you have a comprehensive understanding of the whole GI tract from mouth to anus. We have to talk about the teeth. We have to talk about the stomach. Pay close attention to Jack's video because he's going to teach you unconventional things to look for in your clients that are linked to low HCl and ways that it can even start in the mouth. Next, after that, we're gonna move into terraforming, right? Really building the biome anew with fiber and fermented foods so that you can replace supplements, which is our goal, food as medicine first. You're gonna need to teach your clients and patients here because this can be also like step three, a two steps forward, one step back process as the system heals. It's like almost like treating their system like a baby's system. And eventually food sensitivities will go away, but we're really training the body to be able to accept and handle a full and varied diet and to utilize the nutrients in that diet. And during that process, they may experience a resurgence of bloating during this time. It's actually a good thing. It's bringing a challenge point. It is not an indication of pathogen recurrence or an indication that the program isn't working. Call it growing pains or healing pains, if you will, and encourage them to work through it by explaining what's going on and making slight adjustments along the way. Now, I want you to take about 3 hours to watch the videos and review all the handouts, including the How to Implement webinar to understand the entire methodology behind step four, and also how this is the key step that's going to reverse histamine intolerance. Okay, we want you to take this work into your practice with your patients, clients, and your case studies, and we'll help you with all of them as we get to the training webinar, and especially in our small group case studies when you're ready to present your toughest case. I am so excited to do those with you. It's gonna be fun to go over all the ways we've troubleshooted with thousands of our own gut thrivers and to share that with you and get your feedback of what you're experiencing, because you are now the ones with your boots on the ground. You are the soldiers, the Gut Thrive soldiers with your boots on the ground, and we can't wait to hear how things are unfolding for you.